Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We are reading our Suffer Well daily devotional that we do every day here at Torah Life Ministries. And this message today is for all of you that want to spend time with our Creator. Do you deserve to spend time with Him? Now, I'm going to read this, and I want you to take His words more seriously. I want you to desire to be the best you can be with Him and not settle for anything less. And then we're going to do a teaching after I read this, but it starts off and we read, and it's from Psalms 15, the idea of what we're reading and talking about. It says, O Yahweh, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may live on your holy mountain? The only one who walks with integrity, does what is righteous, and speaks the truth with his heart or his mind. That's it. The one who does not slander with his tongue, do evil to a friend, or bring disgrace upon his neighbor. The one who despises those rejected by Yahweh, but honors those who fear Yahweh. The one who makes a promise and does not break it, even though he is hurt by it. The one who does not collect interest on a loan or take a bribe against an innocent person. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. That's Psalms 15. In order to equip you to cross over the Jordan, thoughts that cause decrease and inhibit spiritual increase, into your promised land at the foundation of the holy mindedness, it would behoove you to ask this question. Did Messiah ever teach anything but the doctrine of his father? Yeshua responded to them, what I teach does not come from me, but from the one who sent me. Those who want to follow the will of my Father will know if what I teach is from him, or if I teach my own thoughts. Those who speak their own thoughts are looking for their own glory. But the man who wants to bring glory to the one who sent him is a true teacher and doesn't have dishonest motives. John 7, verses 16 to 18. Do you believe his doctrine or your own thoughts? Is your understanding veiled? Shaul, the Apostle Paul, spoke to those of old whose minds were darkened. Their minds became closed. In fact, to this day, the same veil is still there when they read the original covenant. It isn't removed because only the Messiah can remove it. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14. Who may abide in the tabernacle, the presence of Yahweh? Who made to ascend to the holy mountain, the elevated thought? Who will not be shaken, emotionally disrupted? In times of trouble, who will stand solid? And the answer again, as we found in Psalms 15, it's one who walks in integrity, does what is right, speaks the truth within his heart, does not slander, does not do evil, does not bring disgrace on his neighbor, despises those who reject Yahweh, honors those who fear Yahweh, keeps a promise even though he is hurt by it, doesn't collect interest on a loan, and doesn't take a bribe. The man who wants to bring glory to the one who sent him is a true teacher, Yeshua said to them. You don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep respond to my voice, and I know who they are. They follow me. John 10, verses 26 to 27. Do you believe you are his sheep? The Messiah has offered to remove the veil from his sheep. Does it still blind you? Hear his voice and follow him. Now, that's a wonderful word today from the Suffer Well devotional series. And we have to grasp that thinking and that understanding. Just like we read yesterday, a house divided against each other will not stand. And if you're trying to live in the flesh, while Yahweh is trying to implore you with the the Holy Spirit, and you're fighting that, that's a divided house that will not stand. If we make that decision to follow Yahweh in his ways, we must follow him in every way because there's no neutrality in it. It says in the scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's lack of knowledge of him. And yesterday I was out and about and I was speaking to somebody who's a Christian, and I was explaining to him, well, the topic came up that December 25th was not the birthday of Jesus, Yeshua, the one they called Jesus. And he said, you're joking, right? And I said, no, I'm not joking. And he said, I never heard that before. Where are you getting this from? I said, it's history. And the same thing about Easter and Halloween. History reveals these things of what they are and what's going on. He said, how come I never heard this? And I find it hard to believe that there are millions of people all over the world following a system, and they don't know this or understand this. For the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. And we're talking about the veil right here. Has the veil lifted your eyes? The majority of the stuff that's being taught today, whether it's in a Jewish synagogue, a Christian church, or a Muslim mosque, or wherever it is not biblically based. It's not biblically based. And follow him means follow him. It doesn't mean follow your own thoughts, your own ideas, and your own heart. And we look at what it says in Psalms 1. In Psalms 1, it says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. Who is the wicked? Who is the sinners? And who is the mockers? We might look to the world that those won't claim Yeshua and say it's them. But I tell you what, they're not going around preaching a false gospel, a false doctrine. They don't believe. Their eyes are not open. It's the ones who are deceived that say they believe, but they walk around living in sin. It's the one who say they believe, but they go mocking you for following the true guidelines and instructions of a creator. The wickedness. The wickedness is transgression of the law. That's what it is. And the ones that say it doesn't matter what the scriptures say, but we're going to follow the church or follow what we believe or follow what many people are doing or the popular choice. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. And the scripture says, do not dine with drunkards or feast with gluttons. We get all these warnings in scripture about how to treat reverence. Reverence that Yah gives us. And if we want to dwell with him, it goes on to say in the book of Psalms, verse 2 of Psalm 1, it says, but they delight in the law of Yahweh, meditating on it day and night. They're consistently thinking of Yahweh's Torah, of his instructions. Is that how you are? Do you find yourself consistently thinking about Yeshua dying for you and how he wanted us to live? Verse 3 says, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. When they're not thinking negative thoughts and having fear of this world, but they're trusting Yahweh in everything and understanding that we have the right to stand in his presence because he died for us. But we have to do one thing to get it. We must follow him. It says in verse 4, but not the wicked. They are like worthless shafts scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. Sinners will have no place among the godly. I did not say that. The scripture says that. And this person yesterday says, but everyone sins. For the scriptures talk about the difference between doing unwillful sin versus those that make a practice that are living in sin and try to justify it. It says in verse 6 of Psalms 1, for Yahweh watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. That's what the word says. We have to understand our true right and where we belong and what it means to be born again. You must understand, and like it said in the devotional, without Yeshua, the veil has not been lifted. No matter how much logic you think you have in your life, no matter how much sense and think how smart you think in your life, if you do not accept Yeshua as our Messiah, The veil has not been lifted from your eyes. And it's not just lip service. Because if you're still walking around with a veil over your eyes, rejecting the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and not getting this, and not understanding this, the veil has not been lifted from your heart. So even though you're doing lip service, you're not following Him. It says in Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, since then you have been raised with Yeshua, set your hearts on the things above. Where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. Do you want to dwell with Him in His tabernacle? Do you want to follow Him? To set our mind with the things above. I tell you this, there's no fear of man. There's no worry or anxiety. There's no doubt of Yahweh's promises. When you're thinking about the things above, when you're thinking about the earthly things, you suffer from the earthly problems. You understand that? I'll say that again. When you think about earthly things, you suffer from earthly problems. Do you get that? It says in Romans 12, 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is good in Yahweh's will. Pleasing and perfect. The transforming of your mind. But here's the thing. It does not happen because something you're doing. Yahweh's given us a gift in the Holy Spirit. And when you have that, your mind is transformed and you don't even recognize the choices you used to make. You don't even recognize that. And you have a holy reverence for Yahweh and a holy fear, which is a reverence of Yahweh, and not the fear of man, but a fear that brings joy into your heart and not anxiety into your bones. We must look higher and search for more. Search for more. I see people walking around and they're just walking around depressed. They have no joy in their lives. That is not somebody that has the Spirit of Yahweh dwelling in them. No fear, no anxiety. There's a difference between pride and confidence. There's a difference between love and hate. We got to understand the difference. We got to understand that. Revelations 2, verse 2 to 5 says, I know your works, your labor and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate evil. You have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and you have found them to be liars. You also possess endurance. Possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. And I think about this. And I think about the song by Keith Green. It's a wonderful song. Oh, yeah, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. When your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Remember what it says in the scriptures in Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. Give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. How many of you can say that everything, the essence of everything you do comes down to Yahweh's word? And you can look at His word with joy in your heart and seeing it and saying, that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm living. And if you don't have conviction about living in sin, you do not have His Holy Spirit dwelling in you. We should have conviction for living against our wonderful Creator. That is not my idea and my words. That is what Scripture says. That's what Scripture says. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And I don't care who's listening right now. I don't care what you believe. I don't care how long you've been a believer. I don't care what title you give yourself. We should never stop seeking. We should never stop seeking, because every day he wants to fill us more and more. Every day he wants to fill us more and more. And when we stop, we're no longer being filled. And if we're not being filled, we're being emptied. Remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. Every day we need to come to him. Every day. Every day. It says in 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually. Do you understand that word, that last word, continually? It doesn't just say seek Yahweh, it says seek him continually. Every single day. No matter what happened in our life yesterday, no matter what happened, continually seek him. Continually seek him. Always. And it's a wonderful thing how he transforms your mind, how he transforms your heart. And just that same thought that we get of seeing a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset, and we can see all the glory of Yahweh in the sky and the beauty of it. I mean, when you have that same feeling when you look at scripture, you don't feel condemned. You don't need to even feel convicted. You can look at that beautiful scripture and those words that say, follow me, light up like a big sunrise. And you get a warm feeling because you know you're doing this. You know you're doing this. It says in Colossians 1:16, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. And I implore and warn you today, in Deuteronomy 6:12, it says, then take care lest you forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. But I tell you, do not settle for anything less than Yahweh's best. Do not settle for anything less than abiding with him in the tabernacle, living with him on a holy mountain, walking with him. Remember, all the fruits of the Spirit. Remember that. Remember the warnings against us in the Revelations. And what Yahweh has told us to do. He wants our hearts fully and completely, continuously. He wants us to seek him. I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words are more important than my life. It says in Psalms 119, verses 2 to 3, how blessed are those who observe his testimonials, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They will walk in his ways. Listen, I know a lot of good people in this world. I know a lot of people that do nice things. But without Yeshua, that veil has not been lifted. That veil has not been lifted. We understand what pureness and holiness is and walking and abiding with Yahweh in his tabernacle. And we discussed it in yesterday's devotional. That tabernacle he built. And he's letting that Holy Spirit dwell in, or wants that Holy Spirit to dwell in, is your body. It's in you. He wants and he continues to try to input the Holy Spirit in you. But because of our disobedience, because of our fear and anxiety, because the enemy, we reject it over and over again. He continually wants us to come to him, to accept it, to experience it, and the joy that may come along with it. But the enemy convinces us to reject the Holy Spirit, this gift that Yahweh has given us. That's what the enemy does. When it says in Scripture to love Yahweh with all your heart, he truly does mean all our heart. How much time do you spend with him every day? How much joy do you have knowing that? How much? It says in James 4, verse 8, come close to Yahweh, and Yahweh will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and this world. James 4, verse 2 says, you want what you don't have, so you scam and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it. So you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask Yahweh for it. We should only desire one thing, and that's Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, Yeshua, because he takes that veil away. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We need to get with him and talk with him. You know, I always say, how many of you have told somebody that Yeshua died for them? Well, I'm going to change that up today, and I'm going to ask you, how many of you take time each day to spend in prayer with our wonderful Creator? How many of you do this? How many of you get down at some serious prayer every day? It says in Luke 11:1, once Yeshua was in a certain place praying, as he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, Yahweh, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Teach us to pray. Getting with him, being with him, speaking with him every single day in his presence. That's where we belong. That's where he wants us. We must stop trying to do things with the power of the flesh and rely on the strength of Yahweh. And to remember, apart from Yahweh, nothing is possible. With him, all things are possible. This is a great gift that he wants to implore on us. But we're trying to run around and obtain so much worldly wealth and to try and obtain so much to secure our place, our retirement funds, and all these other things. The best investment you could make is to slow down and be still and know that he is Yahweh. Psalms 46:10. Remember that. Remember that. It says in Psalms 131, verse 2, instead I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child with no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Some of you want to fight it. Some of you want to tell me I'm wrong and this isn't right. And how could the church be wrong? And how could so many people be led astray? And all these different things. Listen to yourself. Slow down. Just what if I am saying is truth? Just what if what I am reading is from Scripture? And Yahweh wants us to die to ourselves and trust him. And that meaning no longer living in sin. Romans 8 verse 6 says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set of the Spirit is life and peace. And I ask you today, how many of you want life and peace? No matter what storms are going on. How many of you want life and peace? How many of you want joy? Remember, happiness and joy are not the same thing. Happiness is based on something that happens. You know what? There's a lot of people in this world that will control your happiness and your unhappiness based on things that are happening. But joy is different. Joy is different. Joy comes from the inside. And no matter what's happening in this world, nothing's going to take away that joy. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Because he trusts in you. So praise Yahweh, praise the wonderful Creator, as it says in Psalms 150, verses 1 and 2. Praise Yahweh in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him, a wonderful King. Psalms 117 verses 1 and 2 says, praise Yahweh, all nations, extol him, all people, for greater is his steadfast love towards us, and his faithfulness of Yahweh endures forever. Praise Yahweh. Listen, I've been in situations in my life, it didn't seem like there was a way out. I've been in situations in my life that I take full responsibility for. I've also been in situations in my life that I take no responsibility for. But I found myself in a place I shouldn't have been. And only when I gave it up and stopped looking for the solution of how to cure this or get out of this, and I took it to Yahweh in prayer, did he answer me. It said in Psalms 34, I called on Yahweh, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. And I call you today that are listening to take this message seriously and be ready and make yourself worthy of standing in his tabernacle and his holy mountain. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts before him, that he is a refuge for us. Remember, 1 Chronicles 16:11, look to Yahweh in his strength, seek his face continually, always, every single day. Colossians 4 verse 2 says, devote yourself to prayer and be watchful and thankful. No complaining today, just thanking him. No more complaints, just thankfulness. Do you realize how much you complain in your life? You could take down a piece of paper and every time you complain or have a complaint, write it down and you'd be surprised daily how much you complain. And I promise you, when you seek his face continually, the complaints are transformed into thankfulness. And it's a beautiful thing. Spend time with him and getting to know his word. Study his word to confirm everything you're doing. It says in Psalms 119, 147 to 148, I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Remember, Proverbs, another word for wisdom, and it says in Wisdom 16:3, commit your actions to Yahweh, and your plans will succeed. And Matthew 6:33, but of all, pursue the kingdom of righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Remember the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, and the patience, and all these things, you know, is a result of you and the choices you're making. We want to spend our time with Yahweh. We have that right to do so. Let him impart that set-apart spirit upon you. Stop thinking with your mind. Just slow down. Make that choice and tell Yahweh. Tell Yahweh you want more. And no matter how much he's already given you, you don't want to settle for this. You want everything he has to give you. You want more each day, each moment. More of him and less of us. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's scripture, folks. It's scripture. More of him and less of us. Praise our Creator. And for those that don't get it, for those that the veil is not lifted, no reason to get upset or bitter or worried. No. Trust in Yahweh. Because Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. We know Yahweh says, you know, he has a plan for us and it is for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. And that's for all of us. We first have to step out and make that choice and not only seek his face, but seek his face continually, every day, every day. Are you doing that? Are you praying every day? Do that, do that. And praise the wonderful Creator for that opportunity, his mercy and his patience. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. A new year is a time for a new start and new beginnings. God doesn't want past failures to keep us from embracing this brand new year. Join us each weekend of the month of January as we highlight essentials for the new year. We meet for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Oh, take all I have.